Thank you for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. We're about to join our popular Latin lover. He's Father Reginald Foster. Stay tuned. I'm going to read you something from Robert Frost, because I'm going to speak about walls today.
Walls?
Yes, walls. Special walls. Robert Frost said in a poem, "Something there is that doesn't love a wall. Good fences make good neighbours." How do you translate that into Latin?
"Aliquid est quod muros non diligat." And then what's the next word follows?
"Good fences."
Sapimenta bona.
Make good neighbours.
Bonos efficiunt proximos.
So anyway, the Romans liked building walls, didn't they?
Mm.
And they built a wall in England. Hadrian?
Hadrian across there, yes.
The Emperor Hadrian, between Newcastle and Carlisle.
I've never seen it.
How did the Romans get that far in those days?
What do you mean, get that far? Geographically, yeah, or technically?
Yeah, geographically.
Well, they just pushed with their armies. They just took over the whole world. That was the end of it.
Their armies were called legions, right?
Mm.
In Latin, legiones.
Legiones,
legiones.
Yes. The only way, I think I mentioned the other day, they didn't get into Germany. Because every time they tried, the Germans would whip them.
In fact, they lost 3 legions. And 3 legions also built Hadrian's Wall. So why did they use legionaries to build walls?
Well, that was like their supplementary duties, you see. In fact, Julius Caesar mentions this. During the day, they would fight. And during the night, they would build.
Ooh. How'd you say that in Latin?
Ergo, diu pugnabant.
Diu,
during the day, pugnabant.
Edificabant
noctu. Look at how much you can say in 4 Latin words. Diu pugnabant. Edificabant noctu. Oh, is that glorious?
So we know how you say wall now in Latin.
Well, that's one word. A murus is an external wall. Internal wall is another word, paries. Parietes is which the Italians have. Parete.
I haven't seen the wall either, but it's 45 miles in stone and the remaining 35 in turf.
Hmm.
That's what I read, but it probably wasn't just stone, was it?
Well, what they built like a rampart, you know, of ground and...
How do you say build a wall?
Well, murum excitare, edificare...
I'm always reading Latin. Does anyone speak about this wall of Hadrian?
Yes, Augusta speaks about this.
What did he say about it?
Well, in general terms. Fact is, you won't believe that some of the biggest things, the Colosseum in Rome, is mentioned in Latin literature in 4 words. That's all.
So
we shouldn't be surprised at such glorious things.
And what are the 4 words?
Amphitheatrum medio urbe fecit. He made an amphitheater in the middle of the city. That's all that's said about the Colosseum, got it? So the fact is, up there, I would have to check the text. But it's one of these things, you know, he had a wall built and so forth, and they would go on to something else. Because they didn't consider this as very important.
By the wall, there was a ditch, right? How do you say ditch?
Well, that was the fossa. Fossa.
Fossa.
And so you have to go the wall and then up and then down. Well, in the end, you never got into the camp, more or less. Because it was like humanly impossible.
I don't know why, but in English, there's a saying, which has nothing to do with a wall, with Hadrian's Wall, or anything to do with building anyway. They say that you get into an emotional ditch.
Well, like a rut.
Yeah, how do you say that? An emotional ditch?
Actually, that's a little, they wouldn't use fossa. Yeah, well, they're fovea. They would use maybe a fovea is like a rut. A fovea is a little different.
And emotional?
Well, you'd say animi. Fovea, animi.
They didn't talk much about emotions.
I mentioned before so often on this program and so on, some of the concepts are hard to do, render. Emotional disturbances. The Romans didn't understand emotional disturbances. They would understand disturbances of the spirit, something in general like that.
So they didn't have shrinks. They just built walls instead.
Shrinks. Happily, they didn't have shrinks.
So how would you say shrink?
They would say, okay, anime. What are you going to say? Anime medicos or curator. And so they would say, like, you know, anime angores, disturbances of the spirit, and leave out the psychological talk today.
They were too busy.
Well, I mean, they were, no, the Romans were very concrete, you understand? Mm-hmm. And Latin is concrete, and the Colosseum is concrete, and they didn't understand abstractions at all. Like, that's why the Romans and the Greeks never understood each other, because the Greeks with Aristotle were talking about metaphysics and stuff. The Romans of metaphysics would say, "Ow, what are you talking about?"
They just hung in there.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were with their,
you
know.
How do you say hung in there?
Okay, per se verabant. Okay, per se verabant. Something like that. I mean, they had their own singing and their girlfriends and wine and nature and the state and the family and children. Real concrete things. No, which is very good. I think we should go back to Rome.
How do you say that in Latin?
Redeundum nobis Romam est.
A big thank you once again to Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, the Pope's own Latinist, for sharing with us his expertise and entertaining us as he goes along. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.